Did you know that Game Pass or Pass is brought to you for free because of Spotify for Podcasters? It's a totally free platform, and you can make a podcast today for free. Spotify for Podcasters lets you record and edit podcasts right from your phone or computer. So no matter what your setup is like, you can start creating today. Then you can distribute your podcast to Spotify and everywhere else that podcasts are heard. And if you think about taking your podcast to the next level with a video podcast, Spotify can help you too. With Spotify for Podcasters, you can also earn money in a variety of ways that includes ads and podcast subscriptions. So what are you waiting for? Download the Spotify for Podcasters app or go to spotify.com/podcasts to get started right now. It's now time for a very robot kitten edition of Game Pass or Pass, the podcast where we play games on Microsoft's Game Pass service, tell you which games to pass to a friend and which games to simply pass on by. I am Corey. I'm joined by the non-alien. We don't know what are these aliens? The non-alien slash cybertronic version of himself, Basher.
Isn't alien by definition just not just essentially foreign?
I think so, but also didn't they change the name of like what aliens are because it's like an identity, like so that way they can they can, like keep things under wraps more still of just like we can't talk about these aliens anymore. So
UFOs are real, guys. Right. Watch out for the skies or whatever that they said in X-Files. I don't know what the tagline was.
We're not here to talk about X-Files. We're here to talk about Planet
Fringe.
Lana. Oh. Wait, what did you say? Pledge? What did you say?
Fringe. Fringe is an X-Files kind of a show, too. And they mentioned X-Files. This is a good show. The first season sucks.
It's like the spiritual successor to X-Files. Did we need a spiritual successor to X-Files? Like, did we?
Or anything. Yeah.
I like X-Files. I'm not going to lie. But it's kind of like House for me, where it's like after like the first two seasons, it's like... All right, I got it. Like,
but I still watched every season, though.
Right, exactly. Like, I've seen every episode of House, but like, I didn't need to.
It's lupus. We right, get
it's,
it.
Yeah, it's lupus. Exactly. 574-651-9256. That's our phone number that you can send a text message to if you would like to, and you can let us know what you think of Planet Alana, X Files, or whatever your heart feels. What it, you can express it if you want to tell me about your day. Tell me what you had for lunch. I'll read it. What'd you have for lunch today, Basher?
What? I just woke up again, man. I haven't ate a thing.
Me either. Oh, that's not true. I had a donut. Very, very healthy. Planet.
Yeah, I mean, you're living the life right now.
Of Lana. Here are the details. Developed by Wishful Studios. Published by Thunderful Publishing. I've never heard of either of these, but... I feel like I've seen the name Thunderful Publishing before. Maybe not.
I've seen Thunder before.
Thunder. Thundercats. Playable on Xbox One, Xbox Series X and S, as well as PC. Optimized for Series X and S, you're going to run at a 4K 60 on the X, and I believe it's a 1440p 60 on the Series S. Xbox Play Anywhere, so your cloud saves do transfer. We have a main story of 4 hours, completionist of 5 hours. Yeah, achievements on this one aren't too hard to get. You can go back and kind of get them. But you're looking at about a total runtime of about 4 hours on this one. A planet that used to be a place of undisturbed balance between human nature and animals has now become something else entirely. The disharmony that had been in the making for hundreds of years has finally arrived in the form of a faceless army. But this is not a story about war. This is a story about a vibrant, beautiful planet and the journey to keep it that way. Why do I feel like I'm forgetting like so many details?
Because there's not a lot of details here.
Wow, he said it. Planet of Lana. Let's talk about it.
So, as the title says, I mean, you play as a girl named Lana. And her planet gets you've seen this before plenty of times.
Have you heard of a game called Limbo?
Yeah.
Have you heard of a game called Inside?
Oh man.
What about
these games?
Sonoma.
These games.
Oh no, what was the name of the game we played on this one? Was it called Sonoma?
I think it was something like that. It wasn't
Somerville, that's what it was.
Somerville. It's called Somerville.
Then spell it S-U-M, okay?
No, that's not how my city spells it either. So whatever.
Well, whatever.
I mean, like, what does that say about nothing walking simulator?
So, okay.
I don't understand these games. So walk me through these games, like, because you tend to like these more than I do.
I do.
And also, you're just better at Devil's Advocate. So this is another a puzzle platforming side scrolling thing, and most of it's just holding left or right with the occasional hold X, press A to do a jump, pull a box, etc., etc., with some puzzle mechanics that aren't, I mean, to say they're simple is, it's almost over exaggerating it. It's below simple. It's most of the puzzling consists of holding left trigger to hide in a bush as you walk past an enemy, or pulling a box from left to right so you can jump on that box onto a ledge. It's not anything here. And then on top of that, the story here is. There's no real narrative, and it's nothing really driving you other than the opening credits where the aliens invade and they take your friend whose name I don't know. Do we ever find out the other boy's name?
They call it out many times.
Yeah, I heard Lana many times. I don't remember the other boy's name. I forgot. It's like Mio? Mia?
That's the cat's name.
Oh, there we go. So Past the intro credits where the aliens invade and you have to get your friend back, it doesn't really do anything narratively speaking. You simply walk to the right side of the screen from there for another 4 hours until you find your friend again. So, like, there's no real narrative driving you. There's no real compelling gameplay. Like, I'm just... And I've thrashed these games plenty of times on this podcast. I genuinely don't understand the purpose of making these games over and over and over again.
I think that, I mean, Limbo for its time it made sense. And there's a lot of places, you know, like Journey is another one that at the time it made sense. If you were going to play Journey now, I don't think you'll get it, you know, kind of thing.
I don't mean to interrupt you there, but being a PS3 fanboy back then, I loved Journey. Like, absolutely loved it. Like, it was one of my favorite games on that system. And what I mean by, I just want to clarify a little bit, by narrative or compelling, not even gameplay, just the thing Journey had was in the title kind of thing. You didn't know what was going on, kind of, and when you kind of walk through learning things as you went along. I felt like that narrative was just through the parts of the walking. They did something well in that sense, I feel like. But a lot of these are kind of on the nose, and there's nothing to find out or explore or discover.
Kind of. The part where you said there's the journey is the gameplay. That's not what you said, but it's kind of what you said. There was stuff to explore there and stuff to do there. So I think for me, I liked Limbo. I think Inside is okay. I did not like Somerville. I think Planet Alana is actually pretty good. Like with Journey, the gameplay isn't exactly deep. You know, it's about sort of living in this world and sort of learning how to use the tools, quote, the tools of this it's not really an alien race, but you know, whatever you want to call it, your world is being invaded by this smaller, you know, this new entity, basically. So kind of learning and seeing where they come from and how they're sort of created and what they're trying to do, etc., is sort of the story. Like that's what you're in it for. Where I think Inside, like Inside was an interesting one simply because people like really enjoyed that one. And that one I just was like, like I don't, you know, some people like the open-ended, like what does this game mean or what does this movie mean? I'm not that person. I don't want to read a book. I don't want to watch a movie or play a game to where at the end of it, I don't really know what happened. You know, it's just like, well, what do you think this means? And I'm just not a fan of that. Where I think Somerville failed was because of that exact thing of where it was clearly an alien race. It was an alien invasion that happened. But by the end of it, there's like 17 different endings and you don't really know what happens. And this is a little bit more on the nose. And I actually appreciate it for that reason, because it's not trying to make a statement. It's clearly a team that the art is incredible. Like the art is extremely strong. It's a very realized world. It's not exactly like, it's not going to blow your mind in terms of like visual fidelity, but the art is really strong. And you get a little cat companion, and who doesn't love, you know, your little cat companion or your dog, you know, something like that. So it's got some tropes in it, but at the same time, it's straightforward. And it's not ever trying to be something more, if that makes sense. I actually feel like Journey is, I don't know. I'm going to say the word Journey is overrated, and I'm sure people are, you know, there's someone that just like eyebrow that just raises just like this. Did this guy just really just say this? Like, yes, I'm going to stick with that. And what I'm going to say is I think most of these games are the people that really love them. I'm with you in that. Like, I don't understand where like this deep love comes from. And that's how I felt with Journey as well. Of just like, this is cool. Like, it's an interesting way to tell a story. And that's how I kind of view all of these games, I guess.
Well, for me, I don't want to make it a direct comparison. It's just having been so adamant about not liking these games, but I want to point out there's a few that I do like, or one, at least one that I really like. And I think what I liked about Journey so much was, as you pointed out about Planet of Lana, it's the art style. It had a graphic fidelity that was very unique. But I think most importantly, it didn't overstay its welcome.
Yeah, exactly.
So before we started this recording, you mentioned how Game Pass has a new section. Games you can complete in under 5 hours. Planet of Lana should be a game you can finish in under 2. It doesn't, like, these games do not need to be this long. Like, again, like, there's not enough happening. There's not enough being discovered for this to be an almost, what would you say this game is?
It's about 4 to 5 hours.
4 hours?
Yeah, it's about 4 to 5 hours.
4 to 5 hours for this game is just way too long.
Yeah, I could agree with that.
There's a alien invasion. They take your friend. You have to walk right to find your friend, save him. Along the way, you learn that the aliens come from this place and this is how they behave. That's not 4, 5, 6 hours. That's an hour and a half. Like, you can make a movie about this in an hour and 20 minutes.
Right.
Like, it doesn't take this long. And like, and I think that's what part of what the issue is for me is they really expect me to play these. not me especially, but they expect people to play these games for 4 to 5 hours with no real progression in gameplay, with a story that is pretty on the, either A, super on the nose, or B, super pretentious. And it's just never or hardly ever worth your time.
I agree that they could be shorter, especially like when this one in particular, like there is not a, like Somerville had a couple different things that you could do in terms of mechanics of, sort of playing with the world, and this does not have that. This is a far more straightforward. Like, this is your three or four different puzzle types. At one point, you sort of, I guess this is a small spoiler of, like, you know, you sort of lose your companion for a little bit, so it sort of turns, you know, it's got almost like a Brothers style, where you're used to playing the game one way, and then all of a sudden you don't have sort of your other half, so then it you have to start thinking about puzzles in a different way. I don't think it's nearly as strong in terms of that sort of, it's not even really a twist, but that new way to play. Like, Brothers, it came with a narrative hook into it that sort of made that change feel impactful. And here, it sort of works, but I don't think it's a home run. But yeah, no, by the last hour, like, there is a sort of, I don't want to say plot change, but a scenery change, I guess you could say, to where you're looking at something else. And I think that was enough to kind of keep me intrigued. But before I got there, I definitely kind of was like, okay, like, I'm kind of ready for this to end, sort of thing. And that's, I'll agree with you there, is where it might sound nitpicky to be like, I think this game should be 3 hours instead of four. But in this instance, when this is, the entire experience is sort of hinged on it, I don't think it's nitpicky. I think it is a genuine criticism of, there's about at least a half an hour of here you could have trimmed out, and I don't think you would have changed anybody's perception on this game, good or bad. Well, I guess that's not true. I guess just mainly bad. So, but for me, it was not enough to sort of diminish my enjoyment of the game.
It just doesn't give you anything past anything new or anything new to discover after the first hour and a half or so. It's rinse and repeat, with the newest puzzle being, like you said, you don't have a companion, so instead of pulling the box left, you pull the box right. It's I think of games like Ori and the Will of the Wisp, you know, like the Ori games. You start off one way, and by the end of that game, you're completely different. Like, you have so many different things you can do and ways you can use the same old abilities. I guess when I play games like this, at some point in the game, I want to be doing the same thing I was doing in hour one. By hour four, I want to be doing that in a more strategic, more heightened, or just in a different way. It's the fact that I'm still just holding LT to crouch under something to get away from an enemy, as opposed to doing anything else with that mechanic, it's simply boring. Like, these games end up being boring for me. Like, and it comes because it comes out of the fact that I have to play it for 4 to 5 hours. And the gameplay has not switched up in a way where it needed to be 4 to 5 hours. And then on top of that, they truly believe there's a narrative here pulling you, and there's not. I mean, there is, but it's just not a 4 to 5 hour long narrative. I don't. And so many of these are that long, and it's just really baffling. And there's also nothing. There also isn't that thing there. Like, what was the game that you liked that was about the guitarist?
The Artful Escape.
Yeah, like the Artful Escape. Like, I will never finish that game, but for the people that do like that game, I get it. You know, like, that had a, even if it is a walking simulator, the not only the visuals, but the music will pull you through that game. Like, there are certain aspects of these games that are better than others. I gotta say, Planet of Lana is a visual novel that just goes on for too long and does not give you enough gameplay to warrant the length.
I'll push back and say that I think that the visuals are enough to pull a lot of people through. For me, I think it, for me, it wasn't like, it's not Ori and the Will of the Wisps or Ori and the Blind Forest. Like, the visuals of that game are truly, like, you know, I don't want to say awe-inspiring or visionary, but they are on another level. And here it's sort of the environment. And I would, the music of this is actually pretty strong too. I think the OST for this is one that I'm definitely going to check out a couple tracks and probably add it to my playlist. And I think those things in conjunction with the gameplay are enough to pull through. But again, it's still too long, but it was never enough to really sidetrack me. And I'll say, like, there is a very kind of strange part in it that I think will either make or break a lot of people in terms of, like, okay, like, you're trying too hard. Like, there's literally, like, a sunrise moment of pressing right, and it's, like, singing you a song, almost like a Disney, you know, Hercules. What's the name of that song? Oh, my God.
I Want to Be a Hero?
No, the other one. Dang it. Go the Distance. There it is. Where it's like... It's very much a moment like that. And what was funny was had a lady friend over, and she's just like, is the game just singing to you right now? And I was like, you know what, it is, and I'm kind of okay with it. And it's like I said, it's not for everybody, but I think it's stronger than the Somervilles, and the I honestly liked it more than Inside as well.
Yeah, for me, there's no gray area. Sadly, like, it's either a hit or a miss, you know, like it's either Somerville I'm trying to think of one recently that I liked.
It's been a while since one of these hit for us. I think, like, Artful Escape was the last one that I think that's
the closest one for me, probably.
Yeah. And they're not becoming their own genre, but there hasn't been any innovation in it in a while, in my opinion. And I don't know. I'm not a developer, so, you know, I'm not going to sit here and try to, like, this is how it should be. But it's, I would be interested to see somebody try to tell this in a different way, I guess. I don't know. It's tough to say, but I think I'm going to stick to my guns on this one and say, like, I think this is a pass it on. Like, I think you should check this one out much more than a Somerville or a Inside.
Oh, God, this game is boring. It is painfully boring. I don't like. It doesn't have for me the thing that makes it stand out from anything. Again, the Artful Escape had that music in it, that and the music was ingrained into the gameplay, and it created this experience. Like, that, I guess that's what it is. Some of these games create an experience. Some of them are think they're giving you that experience. I think Planet of Lana believes it's giving you an experience, but it's really not. It's like what you like about it, that it being on the nose, is actually working against it for me. I would almost prefer it to be more subjective, because if you're telling me a 4-hour long story, and it's something as simple as you took my buddy, let me go get my buddy, I got my buddy, like, it's that's the story. Like, that's it. It doesn't need to be 4 hours long. And the fact that there's no crazy Metal Gear plot twist or some subjective, like, make you think or saying something about the state of things. Like, it's such a basic story with a basic gameplay. With, again, the art style is good. I want to give credit where credit's due. The art style is very good, but it's also very standard. If you look at, like, if you screenshot all these games as a collage, like, this is not standing out. You're not going to look at that and say, oh, that's Planet of Lana. Like, that's the one. Like, this is.
No, absolutely not. There's Somerville and Inside definitely have a look, but no, this does not look anything like those. Like, at all. Like,
it's not that they look alike. It's that they don't look different. If they don't, they're not, like, this is not completely standing out from the rest of these.
Man, I don't.
Like this art style is not amazing.
I'll look it up because maybe I'm misremembering.
It's just when you think of one of these games, you already know what it looks like. There's not a visual style or even a visual effect even that makes it go, oh, like that's the Planet of Lana thing. Like, you know, like again, Artful Escape has those effects that makes you go, oh, that's the Artful Escape. That stands out a bit. If you go back to Journey looks like a lot of those aspects are Journey specific, where this is a really good art style. It's cell shaded. You have your hand. I believe it's hand painted clouds in the background that are, because the background's sort of static with the it's like that 2.5D kind of aesthetic, where like the foreground actually has like the trees and the stuff moving. But
yeah, I mean,
past that, it's you've seen it before. You've played it before. It offers nothing new, and it's just more of the same. Like for that, I can't recommend it for anybody because you've played it already. Like, there's nothing new here.
I could agree that like mechanically you've played it already, but no, the art style, I just don't agree. And the music as well. It's like when I think of Somerville, I just don't, like, nothing comes to mind at all.
It was just basic somber music. Like,
no,
you've heard it before.
I disagree. I completely disagree. There's genuine, like, I want to say bangers, because that's not the word that I want to use, but there's, to me, when it comes to like Limbo and Inside, when you come to music and even the Artful Escape, like the Artful Escape is a, in my opinion, that is the crown jewel of what can be done and told in this art style. This is not as good as that art style, this type of game. And there's music in that game that is on my playlist, just because it's there. Whoever created that game, whoever, you know, created the music for that game, had a story that they wanted to tell just through the music. And I get that here. It's not as strong, but there's genuine music in here that's extremely strong to me.
It's good, but it's not. It's fine and good. It's nothing. Again, like, no, like, it's nothing. It's not worth playing it for. It's basic orchestral somber music.
I think you could argue that. Like, I mean, I don't say that's dismissive, but it's. Is it as good as something like Ori and the Blind Forest? No, but it's also not going for an action-oriented, upbeat style the way that Ori is. Like, it matches what it's trying to tell for me. And that's I want to say that's the reason that it's strong. But no, I think it's strong music in that context. If you don't like the game, I don't feel like the music's going to do anything for you, if that makes sense. If you like the game, the music will do something for you. It's not like, you know, Snake Eater. Like, I don't, Metal Gear Solid is stupid. I don't care what anyone you say. I hate those games. They're stupid. When I hear Snake Eater, though,
I'm personally offended.
When I hear Snake Eater, I still want to go scream Snake Eater. You know, like, like, it's not that, but yeah, I can't agree with, it's just basic music. I just can't get behind that.
I think it's basic music, basic art style. I think it's basic walk right simulator. It doesn't offer anything better than what we've already played before, that anyone's already played before. It just doesn't do. It does. Again, like, your choice of words are perfect for it, I believe. Strong music. It's very strong. Decisions, very strong choices. Like, and I agree with that. It's also boring. It's also standard. It's also expected. There's not a single song that pops up here that makes me go, whoa. There's not a single, the melodies are very somber, very backgroundish, very, as you said, specific for this game. And it's expected. Like, that's what it comes down to. This game is expected. Like, there's nothing that surprises you here, and that's the reason I just can't.
I guess, I mean, it's,
if there's anything that was just kind of like, whoa, look at that thing, I could change my mind on it, but it's like, there's nothing here that doesn't make you do that.
I get where you're coming from, but I guess I won't say my point, because that's not what I said. My pushback would be is, like, this could be terrible, and that, and that's maybe that's not a great, you know, argument of like, yo, this could be bad, and it, and it's not though. Like, I guess when it comes to Game Pass or Pass, I think it's fair to say you like it more than Somerville. Is that correct?
I like parts of it more than Somerville. I like it mostly more than Somerville, but parts of it I think is the same or worse.
But it's
Somerville had at least another kind of mechanic game wise.
Did it though?
Right.
I guess my point is more that games don't have to, like, if the medium doesn't speak to you, which this genre doesn't, and that's fine, that's obvious. It being the fact that, like, you weren't just like absolutely not, I think speaks to part of it, but it also shows that, like, not every game has to reinvent the wheel. And like, am I gonna remember, is Planet Alana gonna be our top game when it comes to Game Pass Game of the Year? Absolutely not. It's not. But when it comes to this service and this show,
stay tuned.
Newcomer Planet of Lana enters the battle. You know, like every Doom clone that comes out doesn't always knock it out of the park, but I still enjoyed my time with Proteus. You know, like that's kind of how I look at it. Like, this is not a ringing endorsement of like, yo, this is the best game that you need to buy. You need to have Game Pass to play this game. Absolutely not. But I think that's just part. That's just gaming, though. Like, there's going to be some that are good. This is a solid 7.5 to an 8 for me.
Ew. What?
Yeah, that's where I'm at.
Ew. This is a nothing burger. A whole nothing burger.
No, that's crazy. Based on what you said, that's absolutely crazy.
It's 4 hours.
Your biggest criticism is that you find it kind of average. And that's fine. But to call it a nothing burger, average. That's no, absolutely not.
I think average, I equate the two. Average is nothing burger to me. If I get an average burger, it's a nothing burger.
That's, no, that's crazy. That is absolutely, like, crazy. So
how is it, like, how, I don't think it's crazy at all. These games are so boring by premise already that you have to do something to stand out. And that's where we'll ultimately agree on, just the idea of the very, premise or idea of gaming. Because when I play one, if I play one of these, or if I play any of these games, if I play a first person shooter right now and it's like Call of Duty, that's fine. But be like Call of Duty and do the thing extra. Like you don't have to reinvent the first person shooter, but you have to do something extra. You got to do something to stand out. This doesn't stand out. This is extremely average for me.
I think the part that I need to emphasize more is that the thing I really hate about Inside and Somerville is that it doesn't have an ending. They don't have an ending. This game has an ending. And
it's too freaking long.
sure, but it's...
What's the ending? Spoil it. He saves his friend.
Yeah, I mean, I guess spoiler alert. But
we already knew that though.
Right, but it doesn't. Again, the journey is the, you know, you can
walking right.
No, it's just,
yeah.
It's not,
I've been
though.
Here, but it literally is walking right.
Right, but that's
finding
that's,
out where the aliens come from and saving your brother. That's an hour. I've watched the movie Alien in less time than it took to play this.
Yeah,
game.
I'll agree with you. It's too long, but again, it doesn't destroy, not destroy, but diminish the game for me. Again, it is not a 10 out of 10. It's not a 9 out of 10. It might even be 8 out of 10.
It's not a 7 out of 10.
It's stronger than that. It's stronger than that. So
it's completely average. This is 5 or 6. It's right down the middle.
This is what we're going to do. We're going to flip a coin.
Do not play this game. Like
we're gonna flip a coin.
Unless you are an avid lover, like absolute lover, like you have to be that type of person who's like, whoa, there's a new walking simulator, count me in. Like, can't wait for this one. I get to walk right for 4 to 5 hours. Jesus Christ. I'm elated. I'm euphoric. I am in heaven. Unless you're that person, this game is not for you. Like it's if you're even slightly bored of these games, this is not going to do. This does not do a single thing.
No, I'm pushing back on that. That makes you.
This is not. Oh
no, no.
Name the one huge thing this game does that other games in this genre do.
It tells the story from start to finish that is cohesive.
They all tell the story from start to finish.
Let me finish. It tells the story from start to finish that is cohesive. Doesn't try to be over. You know, doesn't try to state a message or leave you hanging, or
that's just a personal preference. People love those games for doing exactly that,
right? But what you're saying is, what you said was, is if you're the person that just loves to walk right, or if there's something about this genre that you like, that is a key point for this genre that this game does. It might not seem like a big deal, but those are major reasons to me, and I'm gonna bet I'm not the only one of why they don't play Somerville and Inside, is because it's like, yes. If we want to be redundant and just be like, yes, all it's very basic puzzles, it's very simple puzzles, and all you do is walk right. But at the end of Inside and Somerville, I have nothing. I don't have a story. I can't tell you what happened in those games because they don't tell you what happens. In Planet of Lana, I can at least say, look, I enjoyed the music. I enjoyed the gameplay, the puzzles. There's a couple of them that I was like, I don't know how to do this. And then I figured it out, had a good time with it. I enjoyed my time with it. Inside and Somerville, I can specifically say, like, there's no ending to it, so why did I play it?
There is an ending, though.
Yeah, the credits roll, but that doesn't, like... So what?
That's a very specific critique that I don't think you're in even... I think you're in a very minority aspect.
I don't think so. I do not think so at all. Yeah.
Like, I would like to hear from anybody, from people listening to this show, like, how much that matters, because I think the overwhelming amount of people who play these games play it for the limbo aspect, for the braid aspect, for that wonder aspect. It's not, I mean, Journey, again. Like,
to bring up Dark Souls, this is what I'll say. What's the thing that we hate about Dark Souls is they're janky AF, right? People still play them, but there's plenty of people that don't play them for that reason. I think that's going to be the hit. Like, the people that like Inside and Somerville and absolutely love those games because of that ambiance, those are the people that are giving them 10 out of 10s. They don't care that it's walk right. They want to be sort of enthralled in this experience that is just like, oh man, like, what's going on here? That doesn't make them wrong, but to me, it's very similar to like the Dark Souls thing of just like, look, I get that you guys like this, but you need to respect that the reason that I don't is because these games suck. Like that's
I think you pull a perfect example, because there's a lot of people that play Dark Souls and the Souls games, and what's another aspect of the Souls games that we just can't stand, us personally, the fact that the story there is so freaking cryptic,
right?
That it, like, I'll argue that it's not there, but people can tell you, like, oh no, like, it's there. Like, Melania is the sister of this chick and this guy and Malaric and all this stuff. Like, they'll break the whole thing down for you. Like, the argument that the story isn't there or that it doesn't finish, I disagree. Like, these people, they know the story inside of out.
They still can't tell you the end, though, games. Because there is no end. There is no end to Elden Ring.
There's three endings.
My point exactly.
they're ends.
There is no ending to Elden Ring.
It depends on which one you get.
Remember when Mass Effect 3 ended, but they're going to make another one? How does that work?
Wait, that's a continuation of the same story, though.
Right, but they're continuing the end of Mass Effect 3, even though you picked an ending. Right, exactly.
Wait, is this a new Mass Effect you're saying? Because
yeah, you missed that announcement that happened like 2 years ago. This is what we're going to do. We're running out of time.
Are we talking about... The trailer was
Mass Effect will return. That was the trailer.
I erased that out of my mind.
You should have. We're going to flip a coin. Call it in the air. Heads or tails?
I'm not doing that. This game sucks.
Do it.
I'm not doing
it. Pick it. Heads
this
or tails?
This game is bad. This game is bad. I want someone to play this game and tell me how bad it is, because there's nothing here. Like, we have listeners who write into the show.
All right, so what he just said was he wants you to play it so that way you can tell him. So therefore, He said it himself. You need to play this game.
Right. Right. By default. Right. You're right. Yeah, I agree with that.
All
right. Like, you play it and then you be bored for 4 hours.
That is going to do it. We're out of time on this episode. In the future, we're going to be talking about some games we played. What did we play? Why am I blanking on this? Planet of Lana. Bro.
I played Darkest Dungeon.
Right. But what was the game that we... other game we're going to record? And I can't remember.
The one we just talked about, sir?
There was another one. What did we talk about?
You talk about Ravenlock?
Ravenlock, yes. We played Ravenlock. We're going to talk about that. I played the biggest con. I might make Basher play that kind of thing. So we got some stuff coming, but we're also going to be doing our reactions to Xbox Live Showcase. So actually, that will probably go live before this, so you've probably already heard that. But that's why we're running out of time, because the Xbox Showcase here is starting in about 2 minutes. So, all right, that's going to do it with this. When it comes to Planet of Lana, Basher said you have to play it. So you have to play it. That's going to do it for this episode of Game Pass or Pass. We'll see you next time with a game.
Good day, sirs.
Schwab Trading is now powered by Ameritrade to give you a new, elevated trading experience tailor-made for trader minds. Go deeper with thinkorswim, the powerful, award-winning trading platforms now at Schwab. Unlock support from the Trade Desk, our team of passionate traders who live and breathe trading like you do. And sharpen your skills with an expanding library of online education crafted just for traders. All designed to help you trade brilliantly. Learn more at schwab.com/trading.